This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday morning. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, January 14th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
January 14th already.
What time did you get up?
3:15.
3:15?
Uh-huh.
I mentioned it to my wife, and in some ways, it does make sense. You actually maximize your sleep because you can fast forward through commercials, right. You know, the endless reviews.
How long was that?
They do reviews on incompletions now.
It just seemed like it was a four-hour
game. I fell asleep after Marshall caught the touchdown pass from
Burrow. That made
Burrow.
It 42-25?
Yes. Yeah. It was about, and then I decided, I was like, well, all right, well, let me just see one more possession, because if Clemson stormed back really quick, then it was a game again, but Clemson punted, yeah. And then.
What time was that?
It was probably about 11:35, 11:40.
Yeah. Yeah, it was about a 3.5-hour game, I guess.
I stayed up till 11. That was I didn't care what the score was. I was going to bed at 11.
I know that they've run the numbers, but can we just kick at 7 p.m.? Instead of 8:25 or whatever the kickoff was.
It's just drawn out. The halftime's too long.
Can we please do that?
Halftime was really long.
Can we lobby for that? It's something important. Can we get behind something important? Huh. Earlier kickoffs.
Hmm. They've done the math, though.
Why not just have it? Well, see, the problem is they won't have it on a Sunday because they don't want to combat the NFL playoffs.
Well, of course. They want their own little island.
Well, they should do Saturday afternoon.
Why couldn't they have it on Saturday night?
Saturday afternoon.
You can start whenever you want on Saturday night.
They're definitely going to get more eyeballs, obviously, on a Monday night than on a Saturday afternoon when everybody's running around.
Saturday night
stuff.
Wouldn't have worked either because NFL games, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, before the NFL games.
There's no other time to do it, really. I mean, you got to do it on Monday. And
keep it on a Monday.
You got to appease the West Coast.
Kick at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. would wreck the West Coast.
Too bad.
Especially if a West Coast team's
too bad.
In
you
it.
Have to leave early. And you know what? West Coast teams are never in it anyway. It's always LSU, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. When's the last time a Pac-12 team was playing in this game? Drab?
Oregon.
You're the Pac-12 expert.
4 or 5 years ago.
Okay, it's been a while.
Put it on a Thursday, then I'll be happy.
Yes.
This Monday thing's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard,
well, you just can't stay up for the whole thing. It's just stupid.
No, it's
thought
hard.
It was a great game.
Great game.
Yeah, early on.
It was fun. It was fun to watch.
There wasn't. You were wondering, man, what's going on? Joe Burrow's not getting anything going. LSU is struggling. Although he had one really nice scramble and deep ball, which was taken away by a penalty. I was like, man, he doesn't look like Joe Burrow. And then he ends up with six touchdown passes.
They made the adjustments, and they were better. They're much better. Burrow was much better than Trevor.
Really good.
I thought
deep
he had five and
chase.
One run.
Yeah,
isn't that what
he had? He had five and one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, he looked awesome. Heck,
he was great.
You know, Trevor Lawrence, you know, was all right. You know,
I don't think Lawrence was very good. He was terrible in the second half.
The guy who walked into I think it was the MGM in Mississippi, who placed a 400K bet on LSU laying the five.
Wow.
He was definitely sweating in the first, 8 to 10 minutes of the game.
Oh, yeah.
He was fine. He's good.
But that LSU offense,
unstoppable.
Just an unbelievable machine. I had three of their players on my college fantasy team and went on this great streak. Yeah. Ended up blowing it in the playoffs. But it was led by Burrow, obviously. Chase
and Jefferson
was somebody who I picked up. Jefferson was drafted in the college fantasy draft.
Right.
And Chase was just out there, picked him up after a couple of games. He ends up with just monster numbers. And he could add more. He had another touchdown pass. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah.
Which, another deep shot. And Burrow put it on the money, and you know it's a tough catch because it's you're tracking it from behind you, and it's over his head, and he dropped that one. But he still had, what, didn't he have over 200 yards receiving?
Yeah, 9 catches for over 200 and 2 touchdowns. He was awesome.
Yeah. I just saw a stat on
Sports. The difference is Burrow was better than Lawrence, obviously. Yes. And then their receivers are just faster than Clemson's DBs. And Chase, they couldn't cover Chase.
Think about these numbers. This was off of Larry Brown Sports I saw this morning. In his last 5 games, 3 against top 5 teams. So yeah. Against really good defenses, great teams, Joe Burrow had 22 touchdown passes, zero picks.
Yeah.
He completed 73% of his passes, threw in those 5 games for 1,970 yards, which is 394 yards per game.
Yeah.
And had 155 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns.
It's the greatest season you'll ever see from a quarterback.
He's got some sneaky legs too.
Oh, he's really athletic.
Yeah. I mean, he
shocked me. Both guys did.
By the way,
Lawrence shocked me with how athletic he is.
Tyler Boyd's stock cakes next year.
Zooming.
Yeah.
Auden Tate.
Yeah.
Any wide receiver in that offense.
Now, the problem is you got a whole new system, and you know Joe Brady was obviously an integral part of what they did offensively, and he's going to have new coaches, but you can see the talent there. I just feel bad he's going to be playing Cincinnati.
Might be able to lift him,
though.
He'll
be okay.
He might be able to lift him.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, I was feeling so bad. I got this awful head cold again, and I was feeling so bad last night after dinner. I went to bed, got into bed at 6:15.
Well,
I felt like poop. If you felt like I did, you wouldn't have been up running around
you need that rest.
Doing your mile a day deal. So I watched the news, watched a little bit of some Sports Center, and then I took my NyQuil and I was out. And then I woke up at 3:15 to watch the whole game.
That's good. You get to race through it. I don't know. I guess I like to watch it live. I knew I had to go to bed at 11 either way. Yeah. But
what's the score at 11?
I don't know. They were pulling away.
It was probably the 10-point lead then.
They were pulling 25. Away. I felt pretty confident they were probably going to win. I didn't know who to root for. I was just rooting for a good game. I didn't have any preference.
I had financial interest in Clemson.
Yeah.
But I found myself rooting for LSU.
Yeah.
I would have finished third. I don't know how much money that would net. Doug McKinney does this college football pool, and it was a $40 entry fee. I actually didn't make one pick. Dylan made all the picks. And Doug sent this email yesterday because I hadn't checked, and he was like, look, I'm winning this regardless of outcome.
Uh-huh.
So Doug has just slayed it in the poll in the bowls.
Yeah.
And if Clemson won, I think we would have finished in second because we took Clemson to win it. And so I should have rooted for Clemson to win some money, but I kind of like the LSU story. Now, Clemson's won it before. I mean, I know that LSU's won it with different coaches, whether it was Les Miles or Saban, but the Joe Burrow story of being a 2-star recruit. He was a 2-star.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
And his parents were good athletes, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he's at Ohio State for 3 years.
That's a huge legacy game because, you know, we talked about yesterday, if Lawrence wins that game, he would have done something no college quarterback ever did. All right, now that's off the table. Now, next year is a huge legacy year for Trevor Lawrence because he's back for another year. There'll be preseason one. If he gets back to a national championship and wins it, that's obviously a record setter, but it was also a legacy game for Dabo because that would have been 3 out of 4 national championships, and then he's on his way to Nick Saban. Now, we'll see what happens. I mean, he's got a long way to go, and he's got a great team, number one recruiting class in the country, and they'll be
that
right back.
That surprises nobody.
Nope.
Right.
But Burrow was just fantastic.
Other defensive players look fantastic.
How many NFL players were on that field last night?
40.
I know.
Maybe 50.
There was a ton. Just a ton.
I didn't know. I didn't even know Randy Moss's kid was on LSU until he grabbed a touchdown.
Showing
Randy Moss up in the stands.
I knew. Yeah.
I knew, but he wasn't a huge factor in the regular season. I think he only had 2 touchdown passes.
Yeah, I know.
Or 2 touchdown receptions in the regular season.
Yeah, you guys just...
Sleep.
They talk about him all the time. Anyway, it was fun to watch. I'm glad I didn't have to stay up for the commercials and Trump and all that nonsense, and I just fast-forwarded it. Probably watched it in an hour.
I just feel like I don't enjoy it as much when I watch it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely are maximizing your time.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
But whatever. It is what it is. Now, I mean, no.
I threw out the hypothetical, and almost every Redskins fan said yes, what if Burrow was available at 2?
Mm-hmm.
Would you take him?
It'd be impossible.
You'd have to seriously consider it.
Absolutely.
I know Rick Snyder, if you go to thefandc.com, he wrote kind of a hypothetical column about that.
Yeah.
But not just about Burrow, but that the Redskins should be open-minded to,
but here's
to
the
drafting,
problem.
You know, Tua or let's say that the Bengals, like Burrow pulls an Eli Manning from back in the day.
Right. And
says, where he's like, I'm
play.
Not playing in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati can't come to some sort of an agreement. And they just say, you know what? We're going to just draft Chase Young, number one. And Burrow's there. Yes, you have Haskins. But, man, that would be tempting.
It's impossible.
You wouldn't have Haskins
it's probably
for long.
Impossible.
You'd have to deal.
Let me just say that. It's fun to throw it out there and, you know, debate it for sports radio. It's impossible.
Even the Bengals aren't dumb enough to
They're
screw
not.
That up.
Yeah.
They're going to draft Joe Burrow number
Joe
one.
Joe Burrow will be the number one pick, and the Bengals will take him.
And I don't think things are like they were back then, where maybe the draft picks had more leverage, because now things are more slotted, right, with salaries?
Yeah. I don't know how that would affect your leverage, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have that much leverage begging beforehand anyway. Eli just pulled it off because he had his dad on his side.
True. And Burrow would never say he doesn't want to play for Cincinnati. He's from Ohio. Uh-huh. That's just not going to happen. So it's a great year for 60 touchdown passes. He topped Colt Brennan's 58 from when he was with Hawaii.
Yeah. No, just absurd year.
Think about that. He threw 60 touchdown passes in that conference against that schedule and against some unbelievable teams.
No, it's pretty amazing.
He had 12 touchdown passes in the last two games.
Right, in the playoffs. He had
in 12
the college
touchdowns. Football playoff, he had 12 touchdown passes in two games.
I think 14 total if you factor in the rushing touchdowns.
Well, and again, as Cakes mentioned, we all saw it. He blew me away with his athleticism, too. It's just what he was able to do with his wheels. Yeah. I mean, that guy's just legit. Stud.
Yep.
Somebody said maybe the best prospects in Andrew Luck, and it's hard to argue with that,
yep.
Right? I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's what they've been saying about Trevor Lawrence, but I'm kind of with you. Trevor Lawrence didn't look that great to me.
I thought he looked all right. Now, I didn't watch a lot of the second half because I went to bed early in the third quarter, but
he was bad in the second half. But LSU did a lot. They really did a good job pressuring him and taking away Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Dorian on yesterday. He was right. He said Higgins and Ross won't be able to separate from the LSU DBs. And he was right. It was a lot of tight throws. And LSU's receivers were much faster. I still think Higgins and Ross are going to be great pros, though, because of their size and their hands. Great
hands. I think those defensive linemen, it's hard to say Clemson's defensive players impress you when they give up 42 points, but I think their defensive linemen are going to be really good pros. Like,
absolutely.
They seem like they get to the quarterback, pressure.
You got to remember the guys that Clemson lost on the defensive side of the ball into the draft last year. I mean, some studs, a lot of first-round picks.
Christian Wilkins.
And just guys who are in the NFL
they
now.
They just crank them to the
so
pros.
They had to pretty much reload the defensive line. I believe they're starting a true freshman. One of those guys is a true freshman. So give those guys a couple years, and they'll be really good.
I don't know that it would have changed the outcome, but it was a critical moment in the game when Clemson lost their linebacker/safety to the targeting penalty.
Yeah, but that was kind of late in the game. And they were already down on the 8 or 9, weren't they?
They were driving to score.
Yeah, they were unstoppable.
But he seemed to be one of their better defensive players.
He is. But the game was over at that point. That was just icing on the cake.
So LSU wins the national championship 42-25. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different things on the show today. What Major League Baseball did to the Astros, which may ultimately affect the Red Sox.
Absolutely.
We'll get into that. David Sampson, former Marlins president, now an analyst for CBS Sports HQ. He'll join us at 7 o'clock, so we'll talk about the sign-stealing scandal. Trevor Sikkema, who's an NFL draft analyst for the Draft Network, is going to join us at 7:20 as we start talking some NFL draft. And Bobby Carpenter, former Buckeye NFL linebacker, ESPN college football analyst.
Well,
he'll join
great.
Us at 8:20 as we talk about LSU beating Clemson for the national championship.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
life, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Do you guys ever eat just granola bars?
Sometimes.
Only the chocolate chip ones.
Crunchy or soft?
I guess they're kind of crunchy.
I'm not a Kind bar guy. My wife buys Kinds. I won't eat them. Too
Kind
many nuts.
Bars, they can be decent.
Okay. Well, granola bars, I feel like they're somewhat of a healthy snack. Yeah, they're sugary. Chocolate chip. I like the peanut butter chocolate chip version.
They're loaded with sugar.
I get the ones with sugar. I get the ones with sugar.
Yeah. I got one that was peanut butter pretzel.
Yeah.
Chocolatey.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I couldn't stop. Like, you can't just have one. That's like nothing. Honestly.
It's like a mini snack.
Yeah. I pounded three last night during the game.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Probably.
But it's like eating a couple handfuls of chips or like crackers. The same sort of deal. Same thing.
It's hard to do just one.
I think I could stop at one granola bar, but like if I have like a handful of Cheez-Its, I always want to get a second handful of Cheez-Its because they're so delicious.
Of course. Well, I'm not a big Cheez-It guy. Lately, I've been pummeling Harris Teeter hummus.
Hummus is good.
Why is that hummus better than any other brand's hummus?
I don't know. It's the one
pick
that
it
I
out of the lineup.
No, I do like the Harris Teeter. I like it better than Sabra.
I get the Sabra hummus.
We can do a hummus taste test. You're not going to be able to tell the difference.
Nah, I'll tell you, the best hummus is Moby Dick.
That's pretty good.
You get the hummus from Moby Dick.
Pretty solid.
To me, they're all similar. We get the Trader Joe's. We get the Sabra. We get them all.
Yeah,
I like it all.
I'm not a huge fan of the Sabra, but just pummeling that lately. I've been pummeling a lot of snacks lately for whatever reason.
Yeah, it'll show up on your belly.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh, yeah,
it
definitely does.
You know what's greater than hummus? This is not even a contest. Queso. Chips and queso.
Oh, yeah. Well, cheese.
My kids got Kaltura.
You know what's better than hummus? You know what's better than hummus?
Anything?
Plastic.
Yeah. I know you're not a hummus guy. You're not a guac guy.
Right.
You're just not an exotic dips/spreads type of guy.
This is so gross.
But I don't know how exotic that is.
But I almost think I'm such a chocoholic, too, that if there's anything in the house that has any sort of chocolate. So the granola bars was the best. I mean, I'd rather have cookies. I'd rather have a lot of items. But granola bars was the best that I could do that I just pummeled them. And then I found there was chocolate candy, which I avoided for Christmas. Somebody sent it to us. I think it was my Uncle Carlos. And I didn't have any. It's January 14th.
Yeah.
Or January 13th last night. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't think I really like this. It was Godiva, which is...
Well, that's fancy. That's very foofy, yeah.
Yeah, but it had some sort of filling that I didn't really love.
Yeah.
I had like six of them because I'm such a chocoholic.
Yeah, you can't help yourself.
So I always tell my wife when she does the shopping, it's like, don't bring crack to the crack house because I will find it.
Yeah,
you'll eat it.
The thing I can't stop is when people sell the Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies. Yeah. I will eat a whole sleeve at one time. I can't just stop myself.
Yeah.
And the sleeves have gotten smaller.
Yeah,
you notice that, right? The cookies have gotten smaller.
Okay.
The sleeves have gotten shorter. Mm. So it's a lot easier to go through. But yeah, I can't control myself.
I went to Subway here after the show like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I got a bag of, you get your
chips.
6-inch. And I get the chips and drink.
Yeah, you get your combo
meal. Chips, I got Doritos. The bag was the most empty bag of Doritos I've ever seen.
So much air.
Yeah.
I actually... For the first time ever, returned it. It's like, this is ridiculous.
Really?
I think it was, I had like 8 chips in it.
You need to send it back to Frito-Lay quality control.
Yeah.
See what's going on there.
They're doing that with everything. Like, Starbursts are smaller. Like, everything, you know what I mean? Like, cereal boxes are thinner. There's less in there.
Well, you got to pick up the cereal box before you buy it to see if it's the deep one or the skinny one.
Yeah, right. You got to get the family size.
I don't want the Chris Farley type skinny cereal box.
I used to eat those little Celeste. God, I had such terrible eating habits. But those little Celeste pizzas.
Yeah, sure.
You could just put those in the toaster oven or whatever.
They'd sell them for like 99 cents
in
the store.
Oh, yeah. I would get 10 of them.
Of course.
I would get 10 for a dollar.
Of course.
Or 10
they
bucks.
The, they had like the aluminum, like the. Yeah,
the little tray so you could put it in the microwave.
Tray on top. Yeah, I know. Of course.
I mean, I ate those for decades.
Right.
But they were shrinking. They were getting smaller and smaller.
They're out of business. I don't see those. When I go shopping.
I'm out of the pizza business.
When I go shopping, I get pizza because Dylan eats like five things.
Right.
Okay? So we get
He's
a lot of frozen pizzas.
Still on that eating five things hustle?
Nothing has been added. It has to be remarkably frustrating.
It's just this is what life is.
Become even almost more frustrating is like, okay, you got to find places that are going to have,
right?
You know, either chicken tenders, pizza, you know, the five or six things which Dylan
hamburger
is that no
zippy hamburgers.
He hasn't had, and he claims that he did not have it. But the day of my wedding, we stopped at a McDonald's, and I swear he had a little cheeseburger.
Okay,
he says the last time he had that was when he was four.
Right,
like he won't even take a bite. And I've told you, I've done battle where I said, we're not leaving until you take a bite of this until the restaurant closes.
Right.
And we were there till the restaurant
battle
closed.
Battle of wills. He won.
Like two
big
hours.
Winners. Mm. He was Joe Burrow. You were Trevor Lawrence.
But the frustrating part now is Kelsey's on the other end, like in the health spectrum.
Ah.
And she's like, I won't eat here.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I won't put this
usually
in my body.
You can find a salad or something.
It's tough.
Usually you can find something. Maybe some fish. Fish and salad.
Wish I had a McDonald's, just a McDonald's hamburger right now.
You want that right now?
Oh, just sounds so good. Sounds delicious.
Hamburger.
But eating like three bites.
Anyway, you don't think eating three granola bars is that bad?
That's 300 calories. They're 100 calories each. It's not bad.
It might have been 150, like these particular
granola
bars.
Oh, maybe you got a different kind. I just get the real sugary ones. I forget what brand. It's a very popular brand that makes them.
Quaker ones.
Yeah. The Quaker chocolate chip.
Yeah.
The ones that are real, like, healthy, I can't eat them because they're not good. They're not sweet.
Yeah.
Like those Kind bars. My wife buys just boxes of Kind bars. Like, who eats this crap? It's all nuts. I don't even really like nuts.
I'll have them occasionally here.
Yeah.
They're like $3.25.
They're pricey.
Right.
Whoever's cracking those out and making a mint, they're making a fortune.
Yeah, so I was driving back my son from Marist. I know Jason had to drive his daughter back to Tech. And The treat I gave myself was, where was I going to stop on the way home? That's the thing that entertained me.
You're obsessed with it.
Right. So it's like a 5-hour drive. And, you know, I'm just going to go to one of the fast food stops. I'm not going to do anything exotic. But it's like, am I going to do McDonald's? Am I going to do Burger King? Am I going to do Wendy's? Mm-hmm. Am I going to do Subway?
Sure. Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Popeye's. But see, I'm trying not to eat the fried stuff. I gave it the one try. I'll do it once a year. So I had Subway the night before, so I settled on what's just quickly becoming our go-to over the last year or two, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, so and good.
But you guys will mock me. I got the
grilled chicken.
The grilled chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I've
those are
before.
Even better
those,
for you.
Those are good.
Yeah, I mean, they're greasy as hell, but, you know, it's only about 200 calories or something, allegedly, in
Did
their
you
little
dip
cup.
Them in sauce?
Of course.
What
now,
sort
I usually
of sauce?
Do. I usually do Chick-fil-A sauce.
Okay.
We have piles of it in our refrigerator that we've stocked up. But I noticed that the zesty buffalo sauce
it's delicious.
Is delicious and only 50 calories.
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A sauce is like $1.40.
Chick-fil-A, if you go to two or three of those, you got like 500 calories just in sauce in
it. Add it up.
So you get the zesty buffalo sauce, and you're going to be pretty good. So that was my big treat
chicken.
On the five-hour just death march back home.
Chicken.
Waffle fries?
No, I will never order them myself. If my daughter has a preset order in our phone that I get, I will eat three of her waffles.
Okay.
And believe me, I get the three biggest ones I can find.
Big,
but try to limit it at three. Because otherwise, they're delicious and I can eat
amazing.
The whole box for sure. Eating healthy sucks.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's boring.
It's awful.
It's boring. It's not much fun.
It's not fun. I've tried to cut back on pizza because a good friend of mine is really fit. He had a heart attack. Ooh. And he ate pizza all the time. The doctor said, one pizza a year for you.
Wow. Why do you think that as soon as I got to MGM National Harbor, before the Entercom party, I went straight to the poker room, and I loaded a comp onto my phone so that after the party, because I knew I would just kind of pick whatever food was there,
yeah.
I was going to Shake Shack with my wife, and I was trying that for the first time. And
did you like it?
Duh, it was delicious.
Do you have the Shake Shack chicken sandwich?
No, I got a burger.
Oh, you
got
did.
A burger?
Oh, I wanted you to try their
we
Chicken
split
Shack.
Some crinkle fries, and at first I kind of crinkled my nose at crinkle fries because I kind of disrespect them, but they were very good at Shake Shack, and tried the cookie dough shake, split it. Oh, duh. It was amazing and delicious.
Yeah,
it was well
saying,
worth
it. If you didn't
it.
Get a shake at Shake Shack, you're doing
had
it wrong.
To. Had to.
I've never done it. I got to do one. I'll do one. Do they do
I don't know that their shakes, my opinion, are any better than other milkshakes at other establishments.
I know.
But the place is called Shake Shack.
Right. The Chick-fil-A shake is good. I'm partial, I'm sorry, to the McDonald's shake. I know it's very basic.
Yep.
But a chocolate shake from McDonald's, when I get diagnosed with the big one and it's over, I'm the last few days of my life, I'll have a chocolate shake from McDonald's every single day.
It's going to be like your death row meal?
Yeah.
Like your last meal?
When you're done and you're on your deathbed and you're just waiting out time to die,
yeah.
I'm going to have one every day. I'll probably have one every meal of every day.
I had a spicy chicken sandwich.
Why stop
from
there?
From Filet the other day. Man, it was so freaking good.
From where?
From Filet. It was just, I mean, when you're hungry, man, it tastes good.
Why would you stop at milkshakes at that point? I'm going to say, give me a fentanyl milkshake. Okay,
yeah, put some drugs
load
in there.
It all the way to the top.
Yeah,
and then sprinkle some morphine.
Right. I'm sure I'll
not
be
stopping I'll at just be a vanilla shake.
Yeah, no, not vanilla chocolate.
Okay, chocolate. Okay,
you order a vanilla shake?
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
my go-to if they have it. You know, your basic establishments don't have it, but if you go to a fancy place, like in my neighborhood, there's a Ted's Bulletin. It's just Reese's peanut butter cups are my favorite candy. So if you extend that chocolate and peanut butter to a shake, it's awesome.
That's a great combination.
Now, like if you go to an ice cream shop, sometimes they have shakes. You throw it in. That's what I would have.
It's probably best
not a basic McDonald's.
Pour some liquor in it too.
Oh, that'd be good.
Actually, at your party the other night, there were so many people at your surprise party, and you know you're socializing, and it was kind of tough. I found it tough to eat because you had to. I did load up one plate with a slider and salad,
right.
But then I'm holding a beer.
Yeah.
And it was kind of tough to do that. And I sat down for a second, but then I ended up taking pictures for your family. And
right.
I just never got back to my plate, so I didn't eat. And I told Bubba, our buddy, I was like, this is great, but I think I'm going to have to stop at McDonald's on the way home. And my wife and I got full meals at McDonald's on the way home.
You got a chance to eat. I hope you should have ate because I paid a lot for food.
Yeah, I know you mentioned it.
I paid a lot for food and drink.
Was telling Jason that.
And I went easy. I only ordered two beers. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to assault this bill.
Go ahead. It was open bar.
I was surprised that you were surprised because earlier in the week, you were asking, who's your guy over at MGM? And there was a lot of like MGM talk that week. Part of it was that you had the Christmas party and part of it was the ruse of the surprise party. But I was like, Eric probably knows. I'm not, you know,
nope.
Don't say anything.
No clue.
Clueless.
Wow.
No, the way they set it up brilliantly because it was Squirrel and Melissa and the Bauman. Some of these guys said, once or twice a year, we'll go out to like the MGM or something, have a nice dinner, or maybe, you know, play some blackjack or something. And they said, we hadn't done that in a while. Let's do that. And I actually hadn't responded for 4 or 5 days. And finally I said, because we had the party the night before for work. And I didn't want to go there 2 nights in a row. So I said, well, let me ask Dee. And I asked Dee, and she said, she's like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to make the Christmas party or whatever. Yeah, the holiday party. We should do that because I haven't seen those guys in a while.
She sold it.
Oh, really?
So,
she did a good acting job.
And I was like, all right, I guess we'll do it. So I mean, here's the funny part about the whole thing. I tried to change the plans about a dozen times because the plan was to meet at TAP at 6:30. And no offense, I like TAP. But if I'm going to MGM, I just want to go to Voltaggio or I want to go to Fish.
Right.
So I kept saying to Squirrel on the phone, I was like, I don't want to go to TAP.
He's like, nah, man, we're going to kick it at TAP.
I don't want to go with 6,000 people right. and watch a game.
Yeah.
I want to go. I'll just bring my phone out, keep monitoring the game. I want to go to Voltaggio or Fish. And I was literally, I insisted like 5 times.
You're arguing.
I kept saying, let's just not do that. We're going to, let's go to the bar at Voltaggio and then go to Voltaggio.
You were the fly in the ointment.
Yeah, and they're like, no. We got to meet the Baumans. I told them. I said, what do you mean, text them?
Right.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, she fought it.
How did you
she
pull the back hard. Room, though? Because the party was set up in the back room, so you got to walk through. Like, to me, if they said, we got to meet at TAP, I would just think it's in the front
Squirrel,
bar area.
We walked in, and it was packed
right.
because of the championship games.
Right.
And Squirrel just yelled, They said they're in the back.
Oh, okay.
So right. Right from behind me as I'm walking. And then I said, well, we can't go back there. That's a private party.
Yeah.
And they said, and then I saw one of my buddies.
Yeah.
I saw his head.
Uh-oh.
Still didn't dawn on him.
Right.
I was like, what's he doing?
Didn't really
there?
Make sense. So, I almost completely torpedoed it because I showed up at like 6:20.
Yeah.
And I thought by 6:20, the whole surprise thing would have already happened.
Yeah.
So I strolled in. And Jenny greeted me at the steps.
Yeah,
I gave
yeah.
her a hug. She's like, they're about to come in. You need to get in. I was like, well, I thought they already would have been here. Then you guys
well,
strolled
what time
in like
did
3
it
minutes later.
To start,
like
to
6.
For,
but,
so
no, I didn't want to get there right at 6.
I don't want to bore people with details, but we were, I was planning we'd leave a little early. Maybe we'll go over there, hit a little Skins before. Enjoy yourself.
Right, you got a room.
My wife is, by the way, they gave us, I got to thank my man Jeffrey Schrader, right? With MGM.
Yeah.
Gave us the
good.
Tiger Woods suite.
Oh,
I mean, it was
real?
Unbelievable. I've never
what?
Seen anything like it.
No, I've never
room.
Gotten that, and I'm an ambassador.
There was like 10 rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was one of the corner suites.
Yeah.
And so I told my wife, I said, I'd like to leave around, I don't know, 2, 3.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here? We got the kids are off and run around. My son's at Elon.
Mm-hmm.
He was. Let's just go early. And she was like, oh, I got to do some lawn. She's hemming and hawing.
Right.
She's delay tactics.
You're not sniffing it out yet.
No. So not,
it's odd.
Eventually,
because
I'm old, I'm almost 50, I fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah, right.
I fall asleep on the couch with the game on. And then finally we leave, and long story short, I go to pick up my buddy Tom last second because I thought if I didn't pick up Tom for the couple's dinner, he mm-hmm. would bail because he was going solo.
Right.
So she starts freaking out at me that we're going to be late. And I go, late for what? It's Squirrel. I wait for Squirrel my whole life. All I do is wait for Squirrel. He's always late. Who cares? And I'm actually starting to get bitter, and it's going to turn into a fight. But Tom's in the car with me, and Tom goes, my wife said, you know, parking is so far away from the hotel, we should just valet it. I go, I'm not paying the $60 valet.
Right,
I'm sorry,
right.
I'm just not doing it.
Right, we're squeakers.
I grew up in Prince George's County.
Right.
Could easily afford
South
it.
South Park is butt easy there.
I'm not paying $60 park. And she's insisting that I park at the valet. And I go, not doing it. And she goes, well, then let Tom park. And I go, let Tom park? Why? I don't care. It's Squirrel. I don't care. We could be late. Finally, because I don't want to get in a fight with my wife in front of Tom, I let Tom park, and I'm pissed and humiliated about the whole exercise.
Right.
Because first of all, it's an old truck. I have to explain to him the lock button doesn't work. You know, you got to lock it by hand. It's an old hoop.
By
an
way,
old
who
number.
Who was driving to MGM? Were you actually
I
driving?
I was driving, yeah.
A rarity, because Dean that
is rare.
Drives.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was driving, and I don't know. But it ended up working out great. It was awesome. Everybody came. Loved it. Thank you so much. It was really, really fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
But
it's
you did
hangout.
Mention at least twice to me how much it was costing you. Like, yes, I'm surprised. Great party. But
my guess
probably
was this
cost
much.
Me like $5,000.
My guess was that.
$5,000.
$5,000?
Jesus. Yeah. Well, that's what we talked
I
about yesterday.
I only had one
$5,000
drink.
$5,000?
I told
your
Cakes,
bill.
I told these boys yesterday, I told my wife for my 50th.
Yeah. Don't throw me a party.
Yeah, I don't want one person.
Yes,
in my
I'm right. I'm the, look, right there with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
the guy.
You missed out. We were talking a little about this.
Cakes, yeah, you,
Cakes,
you know.
Cakes wow. is so antisocial. He was like,
geez.
I don't want an obituary.
Nope.
I don't want people coming to
I don't
me
want a headstone.
Party.
You don't want like a fancy coffin.
I don't want a service. I don't want any of it.
Yeah.
Just throw me in an oven.
He just
and
wants
put me in an urn.
He just wants
on your mantle.
Empty restaurants for him and Amy to attend
empty
at 4:30 p.m.
The only bad thing about the thing at MGM is that the tap was packed.
Oh my god,
couldn't
it was
have been
so
more
packed.
People.
It was so packed.
I mean, it was a Ravens game.
Yeah,
I know. I didn't even really get to see it. I just know they got down. I was psyched for Valdez in some ways because he was right. And then I did the parlay, but the parlay didn't hit. Or not the parlay, the teaser didn't hit.
I know, it didn't get over 41.
2 points away. Yeah. They went for the 2-point conversion, right, and failed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So did
that
you guys?
Was the difference.
How did you feel? Did you feel torn? Because you wanted them to win, but you also felt a little bit vindicated because you said this was going to be the tough one.
I mean, trust me, I wanted them to win. I mean, it wasn't psyched to be right, but I was being a realist about it.
Yeah.
Well, you were right.
Yeah. Nailed it.
They were poop.
He nailed it.
All you had to say was, they're going to look like poop, and you would have been right. Because for 60 minutes, they did.
All right, should mention coming up later in the show. At 7 o'clock, David Sampson is going to join us. We'll talk about the whole sign-stealing scandal. He's, of course, a former Marlins president, Major League Baseball analyst for CBS Sports HQ. He's going to join us at 7. We'll start talking some NFL draft. Trevor Sikkema, NFL draft analyst for the Draft Network. He'll join us at 7:20, and we'll talk about the LSU national championship win over Clemson with Bobby Carpenter at 8:20 right here on the Junkies.
Welcome back. Juckies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, we got the two TVs on the background. I know you guys don't care. Conor McGregor makes his return to the UFC on Saturday and did this interview with Ariel Helwani. It was like a 40-minute interview. I watched it online yesterday. And who knows, because he's made a ton of money already and he's got different businesses. He's saying he's going to be active and have all these fights. But he thinks in 4 years, he'll be worth over $1 billion. And in this fight, which is just not a championship fight, it's not like the big thing, it's kind of like a tune-up fight, if you will. I mean, he could lose. Cowboy Cerrone has the most wins in UFC history. He could, you know, knock off Conor McGregor. Wouldn't be inconceivable. But he's chasing $1 billion. And this particular fight, he estimates, I mean, I don't know if verified, that he'll make $80
million. Hmm. Good for
He's
him.
He's worth that much money.
I just couldn't believe I saw a headline, and of course I didn't read it, that is he trying to grasp at fighting Mayweather again?
Yeah,
like in a boxing match?
Yeah.
Well, because I think they made so much money.
Yeah. Who would pay to watch that again?
Yeah, a lot of people.
You would pay $100 to watch that.
A lot of people would, sure.
I just don't.
That's entertainment to me.
I don't understand that. Yeah. But again, you wouldn't understand me watching guys looking at flops.
Yeah, you watch people playing cards.
Well, it's much more exciting than
watching those. You wouldn't pay $100 to watch it.
No, I get that for free.
Yeah, you wouldn't pay.
I get that entertainment free.
Okay, so we getting to the point where we have to start Samsonov. Is Samsonov the number one?
Samsonov?
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care how you pronounce it.
Is he the better goalie?
I think Holtby's been scuffling a bit, and Samsonov is playing better than expected at this tender age.
That somebody was one of those tweeted games us last night where you kind of needed it.
Yeah,
he came up big,
and
somebody
Ovi came
tweeted
up big
us
too.
That last night. Twice. Yeah. And I said, "Easy, wasn't this the same song and dance we heard the Stanley Cup season?" And that's why they went into the Stanley Cup not starting Holtby. Holtby was benched.
Look, I think that,
and then all of a sudden Holtby took over when they're down 2-0. And he never looked back.
I think the Caps have to be pleasantly surprised at his development, and with the, you know, it looming that Holtby's a free agent and he's going to command big money, and the Caps are up against the salary cap. They might not be able to afford him.
Right, right.
So I think this is, you know, they're trotting him out there because I think they're looking at the next season.
Well, I think he's the future.
Possibly without Holtby. So they want to have at least somebody with some seasoning, you know, in case Holtby departs.
I think it's a guarantee Holtby's gone.
I don't know if it's a guarantee, because we thought that it was a guarantee that Carlson wouldn't get re-signed a few years ago either.
I'm willing to bet.
Yeah, but if you have
Samsonov.
I mean, it's probably a high probability that Holtby's not here, but it's probably 80-20 that he's gone.
Yeah, 80.
Something in that
range. Wasn't Samsonov a pretty high pick?
Yes. I can't remember where he was picked.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's the future.
But he played. But you can't go into the playoffs. My point is, if you start the playoffs, I don't think you can go in with that mentality that Samsonov is the number one.
All right. Well, maybe
he did
not.
That a couple of years ago.
Okay, but he's better than that.
Who's the dog who blew the two games? Was that Varley?
No, wait a second.
I've already forgotten.
No, wait. I'll remember it.
Yeah, who's the? See, you don't
had
even
so
know.
Many goals.
Hold on, it'll come to
the
me.
The first two games of the Stanley Cup run.
Why? Oh, it's Grubby.
Yeah, Grubauer.
Grubby.
Yeah.
Grubauer
He's
took over.
He's better than Grubby. And this guy's better than
Grubby. Yeah, but
Grubauer.
Seems like it. I remember having the discussions. He had better numbers. He was on a roll. He was the hot goalie. Holtby was so yesterday. And then Holtby takes over and they never look
back. I'm not in a hurry to throw Holtby out the
door. I'm not either.
I want to ride him as long as we can, and as long as he's under contract. And, you know, if he plays like he did in the Stanley Cup run, love having him here.
All I'm saying is I don't think there's as big of a gap as you might think.
No, he's indeed probably playing better.
Got his first shutout in his career last night.
It's just a big win.
That's his first shutout.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I'll tell you, I was watching a little of one of the post-game shows, probably during halftime. It was Grant Paulson with Brent Johnson.
Right.
And they said that all of the shots were perimeter shots yesterday, that the defense had an amazing effort, and apparently Coach Reardon got into the players.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, I'm sure he got into them after getting throttled at home 5-1 by the Devils, who are last place in the Metro.
Right.
Yeah, of course he got into them.
So I'm not,
as he should have.
He had a shutout, but the defense, I think Brett Johnson said that, he goes, you never can have a perfect game, but this was about as perfect a defensive effort that the Caps
put it this
together.
Way, right now.
So the goalie benefits from that.
Right now, based on save percentage, that's a pretty good number to look at, I'd say, right? General number. Holtby's ranked 53rd among NHL goalies.
53rd.
Where's Sam Sonoff? Sammy, where's Sammy?
Oh, he's much higher. I don't know if he qualifies. I guess they must have him. He's 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Samsonov is 91.
Look, I'm not trying to kick Holtby to the curb either. I'm just saying.
He's just having a bad year.
It's a really good backup. It's a really good backup.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big game. That's a game you kind of had to have after the way they played against the Devils.
I think so, because they were tops for points in the NHL, like with nobody really that close. But yesterday when I looked at the standings, three teams all had the same number of points as the Caps.
Mm-hmm.
And the Penguins are on their ass now.
Yes,
shocker, the Penguins.
Sammy is 13-2-1. He's won eight straight, hasn't lost since mid-November. He's on a full-on
You can't tell me in all eight of those games it was just because of the perimeter defense.
No, he's playing better.
He's playing
but what
really
I'm
well,
saying yeah. is I don't think you can vault him to number one status.
All right, I was just kind of throwing it out there, like an outlandish statement to see what your reaction was, but
I don't think it's outlandish.
I feel comfortable saying he's a really good backup player.
He's a luxury item.
Yeah.
Let's have.
Well, how about this? He's the future.
He's the starting
absolutely.
Goalie next year.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I think that's if that trend continues, let's say the remaining 35 games or however many games they have left,
uh-huh.
it can Holtby continues to play like he has, and Samsonov continues to play like he has, we'll probably have that conversation like who should they go with
in the playoffs
in game one.
Mm-hmm.
But all I'm saying is we had that conversation 2 years ago, and we've already forgotten the name of that dog.
It took a while. Took a while to remember Grooby, who's now in Colorado.
Hey, he's got a ring.
He's got a ring.
Because of
absolutely.
So we are going to have David Sampson on next.
Yes.
And he used to be the GM of the Marlins, and now he's an analyst for CBS HQ. He had a really good video yesterday after... After the Astros fired their manager and GM, and they handed down the penalties.
What did he say in the video?
Oh, it was just really good, just kind of detailing what happened and his thoughts on the penalties. And he said the $5 billion is just a slap on the wrist. But I guess is that the maximum they can give?
It's a big fine, but yeah. I understand what he's saying. It means nothing to the teams.
But this is a big, big black mark, not just on the Astros, but in baseball. Because the Red Sox are going to be in the same situation, although it's not as egregious of an offense as what the Astros were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Red Sox have to fire Cora, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, they'll fire him.
And then what are the Mets going to do? Because Beltran lied and said, yeah, we were doing everything. It was just all stealing signs from second base. He obviously knew what was going on. Now he's the manager of the New York Mets. I think you got to make a move with him. They probably won't, but I think that there's certainly a discussion there.
Didn't they just hire him?
Just hired him.
I told you at the time, if you stripped them of their championship, I wouldn't have a problem with it. And it looked like they were pretty close to it.
Good, do it.
Yeah.
I that's fine. I think that the penalties going forward of the first and second round draft picks are huge.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, look, you got spring training in a month. And you got no GM and you got no manager.
Yeah.
I just can't believe how stupid those guys are.
All right, so we'll talk to David Sampson next about that. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We are the Junkies. Coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.